At a raucous, contentious session today, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's ruling Likud party voted to reject a Palestinian state. Mr. Sharon had proposed the vote be postponed, but that proposal was defeated. Israeli analysts say the vote is seen as a major defeat for the Prime Minister. Sharon had said he would not oppose a Palestinian state at the end of a long, phased peace process with Palestinians. NPR's Linda Gradstein was at the Likud meeting in Tel Aviv and joins us now. Linda, what exactly does this vote mean?
Well, what it means is that the Likud party, which is Israel's ruling party, has, as part of its party platform, says it will never agree to an independent Palestinian state under any circumstances. Now, the Palestinians say that an independent Palestinian state must be the end of any peace process. So it basically says to the Palestinians, there's not really any reason to negotiate because the Likud, which is Israel's right now largest party, does not think there should be a Palestinian state. It's also really a slap in the face for Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and a victory for his rival, former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Now, earlier, Sharon had told the Central Committee that any decision taken today would be dangerous to the state of Israel and would intensify pressure on Israel. What did he mean by that?
Well, what he meant was is that it will give the world the ability to say there's no reason for there to be any peace process and that Israel is obstructing any peace process by saying that there can never be a Palestinian state. Sharon felt very strongly about this, obviously, and he, you know, several times in a very sort of harsh speech said, you know, I am going to do what I think is right, and, you know, you should follow me, and anybody who votes against me is dividing the Likud. And what the Likud members basically said to him is, we don't care. We don't care that you're the prime minister, and we don't want there to be a Palestinian state, and we're going to vote against you.
I gather this was as we have said, a very, very contentious session.
It was quite a scene. Both during Sharon's speech and during former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech, both of them were interrupted repeatedly by hecklers, by supporters. There were cheers, booing, singing. There were even some scuffles. The ushers had to break up some borderline fistfights and escort a few people out of the hall. It really was a pretty raucous, wild scene.
What are the implications for Sharon's coalition government now?
Well, the immediate implications, it probably doesn't mean too much immediately. I mean, Sharon has the support of 70% of the Israeli public. And, you know, he could just go to them and say, you know, I'm going to ignore what my party says. However, in the long run, I think it has very important ramifications, especially for any future contest between Sharon and Netanyahu. And what it seems to say is that at least now, the next leader of the Likud party and perhaps the next prime minister won't be Sharon. It will be Benjamin Netanyahu.
NPR's Linda Gradstein. Thanks very much, Linda.
Thank you.